来思想今天神给我们的信息，是我们一同来读，起来行走，大声一点，起来行走， Amen.
So let us read a couple verses and think about the message God has for us today, which is to rise up and walk.
我们先读《使徒行传》第三章第一节到第九节。
Let us read Acts chapter 3, verse 1 through 9.
我们可以同声用中文跟英文一同来诵读主的话。
So English, Chinese combined.
伸出祷告的时候，彼得、约翰上圣殿去，有一个人生来是瘸腿的，天天被人抬来，放在殿的一个门口，那门名叫美门，要叫进殿的人追祭。他看见彼得、约翰正要进殿，就求他们救济。彼得、约翰定睛看他，彼得说：“你看我们。”那人就留意看他们，指望得着什么。彼得说：“金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉纳这个人耶稣基督的名，叫你起来行走。”于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和脖子骨立刻健壮了，就跳起来站着又行走，同他们进了殿，走着跳着赞美神。百姓都看见他行走赞美神。
They recognize him as the same man.
第二段的经文我们一同来看诗篇二十三篇跟四十二篇，我们一同来。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。四十二篇，我的心啊，你为何忧闷？为何在我里面烦躁？应当仰望神，因他笑脸帮助我。第三段的经文，我们看约翰福音十一章。
John 11.
耶稣说
Jesus said,
你们把石头挪开，说了这话就大声呼叫说，拉撒路出来，那死人就出来了。第三段经文，马太福音二十八章
Matthew 28,
你们要去是万门做我的门徒。让我们再低头祷告仰望主。
Let us pray.
赞美哈利路亚，赞美天父，我们赞美你，我们来到你的面前，单单的仰望你，你来向我们说话，向我们施恩。
Heavenly Father, we praise you, and we come before you to look upon you. May your grace and mercy fall upon us.
主啊，你看到我们今天每一个弟兄姊妹的光景、需要与软弱。
For you see every one of the brothers and sisters, our situation, our weakness, and what we need help.
主啊，让你的话语临到我们，让你的能力临到我们，我们该起来行走，成为耶和华大能的军队。
Lord, may your words, empower, ascend on us so that we rise and walk, be the soldiers of God.
主啊，让当年在圣殿美门的神迹，今天早上再次发生在我们当中。
So what happened back in the apostle days at the temple and the gate called Beautiful, it happened again today, Lord.
主啊，我们要美门的神迹。主啊，你来动工，你来说话，你来施恩。我们仰望你，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Amen.
在我们刚才所读的使徒行传第三章，让我们看到在神的殿，一个荣美的圣殿，朝东的一个门叫美门。
So what we saw in Acts chapter 3, we saw that in the glorious temple of God and to the east,
透过这个美门，人能够进入神的殿来敬拜他。
And through this gate of beautiful, people can go through and worship God.
是何等美丽的一个美门，透过它可以进入神的殿中。
For how beautiful is this gate, is this door, that going through it, we can worship God.
但很可惜，我们发现，在这个美门的门口，却每一天有一个瘸腿的人躺在那边。
But what a pity, we see that every day, in front of the gate of beautiful, there is a crippled man laying there.
这个瘫子大约40岁。
For this cripple is about 40 years old.
每天在那边可能就是愁眉苦脸。
So he's there every day and he is drowning in his sorrow and depression.
要唉声叹气。
And he is sighing and he feels sorry.
怨天尤人。
And he complains to God and to the heavens.
可能没有人走过的时候他可能独自流泪在这个门口。
And as people pass by the gate, this cripple, you know, he may be, crying and having tears in silence.
要有人经过的时候他就在那边哀求得着别人的救济跟施舍。
And as people walk by, he will beg them asking for help.
假如你今天站在这个美门的门口你觉得这个美门美不美
Now, if you were in front of the gate of beautiful, do you think it would still be beautiful?
可能这个美门要改门叫做酷门因为这个瘸腿的人每天在那边愁眉哭泣。
Maybe the gate's name should be called the gate of sorrow because you have a man who is always crying and having sadness in front.
不晓得这种光景已经有多久了但是直到有一天神的仆人彼得约翰来到这个美门。
We were not sure how long this man, this crippled man was there, but until one day that Peter and John, they came by.
当他们看到这个瘸腿的人，这个瘸腿的人的生命从此就完全被改变了。
Now when this crippled man met Peter and John, from that point on, this crippled man's life was changed.
他能够行走，他能够走着跳着赞美神。
And from that, he was able to walk, he was able to jump and praise God.
这个美门真正彰显神的荣美，神的大能。
For this gate of beautiful, it really exemplifies and shows God's power and glory.
让我们先看一下这个瘸腿的人，他原来那个悲惨的命运跟痛苦是什么。
Now let us take a look at this crippled man. What was his original, very sad story in life?
可能在我们当中有些弟兄姊妹，你也有不同的难处跟痛苦。
Maybe among us, brothers and sisters, you have difficulties, you have sadness.
但假如你了解或者比较一下这个瘸腿的人的痛苦，你就发现其实我的痛苦不算的什么痛苦。
But if we put in perspective and compare to this crippled man's tragic story, maybe our sorrows are not so much.
也在圣经里面告诉我们，因为这个瘸腿的人乃是从生下来就是瘸腿的。
Because in the Bible, it tells us that this man, he was born crippled.
他从来没有走过。
He never had a chance to really walk.
在他小的时候，可能小小的时候，他看到这些小朋友在那边走路在那边玩耍他一定是非常的羡慕
Imagine when he was young he see his friends and the other children are walking and running he must really admire them
可能他心里面也是非常的难过为什么这些小朋友可以在那边玩耍在那边走动我却要躺在床上或是躺在地上不能动
In the same time he may feel a great sorrow becauseHe felt, how come I only have to stay in the same place? I cannot rise up, I cannot walk.
甚至他连最基本的行动、最基本的需要，可能上厕所都要人抬着去。
Even his most basic functions, going to the bathroom, he need people's help.
而这样的痛苦有多长的时间
？How long was his misery?
这个人遇见彼得约翰的时候已经多少岁了？后面提到40岁了。
How long?He was 40 years old when he met Peter and John.
想想看，一年、两年、40年了，这样的痛苦没有任何的改变，他绝望不绝望
？So think about it. 1 year, 2 years, 40 years of such pain and suffering. Does he lost faith?
所以这个瘸腿的人，他是完全生活在一个绝望、痛苦的光景里面。
So this crippled man, he lives in a painful, state where there is no hope.
才在年轻的时候，他的父母还可以来照顾他。
Perhaps when he was young, his parents were around and can still help him.
但他现在已经多少岁了？40岁了。
But now, how old is he? He is 40.
很可能他的父母已经过去了。
Most likely, his parents have passed on.
他真的是无依无靠。
He has no one to rely on.
所以他需要人每天把他抬到这个美门去得着救济。
So he need people to help carry him to this gate of beautiful to beg.
他别人抬到那边真的是完全没有人最基本的尊严。他真的好像生不如狗。
And he was there and he lost all of the basic self-esteem and he's not even as an animal.
可能他已经没有任何的盼望对健康的盼望他可能唯一的盼望就是能够每天得到一些的救济可以饱一餐或者饿一餐。
Perhaps he has lost all hope to be healed and that he is only hoping for a little financial help every day to feed himself.
所以让我们看到这样的一个瘸腿瘫子的痛苦哇真的是非常非常的可怜。
So we see the pain and the suffering of this crippled man, for it is such pity.
弟兄姊妹会不会我们其实也像这个瘫子一样我们在灵里面是瘸腿的。
Brother and sisters, at the same time, are we like this crippled in the spirit?
可能今天你来教会也是别人把你抬来的一直叫你要请你请你吃饭你才来的
Perhaps your chance to come to church today is through people asking you people carrying you here
可能你也像这个摊子一样有极大的痛苦极大的绝望极大的悲痛好像没有办法解决
Perhaps you are like this cripple that you have great pain great despair and you cannot solve it
特别在整个美国整个全世界我们都在这个金融的风暴里面一同的受苦
And especially in this whole world in America we are all suffering in the financial crisis
可能在我们当中有人面对企业的失业或者各样经济的危机跟难处
Perhaps some of us are facing the risk of losing our jobs or other economic hardships
今天我们要像这个瘸腿一样我们要经历美门的神迹
But today we will be like this cripple We will experience the miracle at the gate of beautiful
让我们真的承认我们有需要我们有软弱我们真的好像这个属灵的摊子我们好像没有办法走前面属灵的道路我们有各样的绝望痛苦跟无助
But first of all let us admit that we are weak that we are despair that we cannot walk by ourselves
让我们能够经历美门的神迹我们可以在灵里面起来行走
May we experience the miracle of the beautiful and in spirit we can rise up and walk
好不好跟隔壁的说起来行走
So say to
起来
your neighbors,
行走
rise up and walk
Hallelujah 我们不要再躺在那边了我们要起来行走 Hallelujah
Let's not lay there anymore Let us rise up and walk Hallelujah
所以要我们从这段经文里面使徒行传第三章我们找到三个这个瘸腿的人他得医治的因素
So in Acts chapter 3 we see that there is three reasons why this crippled man was healed
杨姐三个因素今天也产生在我们当中我们可以经历到美门的神迹
May these three factors also happen to us today and we can experience God's miracle
第一个重要的因素就在第三章第四节
The first factor is in chapter 3 verse 4
彼得约翰定睛看他彼得说你看我们
Peter looked straight at him as did John then Peter said look at us
为什么彼得特别叫这个瘸腿的人定睛的要看着彼得约翰
Why did Peter ask this crippled man to look at Peter and John
来是让这个瘸腿的人不要再去东张西望西想东想来是要注意彼得要注意彼得从神来要带给他的话语跟信息
Because Peter doesn't want this crippled man to be looking sideways, backwards but to focus only on Peter and John and the fact that Peter is going to bring God's miracle to them
因为彼得马上要把神的话神的应许神的宣告带到他的生命里面我奉拉撒勒人耶稣的名叫你起来行走
Because Peter is going to bring the word of the Lord, the promise of God, and through the name of Jesus of Nazareth to tell him to rise up and walk.
Hallelujah, 神的话没有一句不带着能力的。
Hallelujah, for God's word, every single word has power.
我们要经历神的神迹，神的大能，我们先要注意，留意听神的话，神的应许。
To experience God's miracle, His power, we have to first focus and listen to God's words.
神的话就是灵，就是生命。
For God's word is the spirit, it is life.
当我们能够得着神的话，神的应许，神的话会进入我们的生命里面，成为我们的灵力，成为我们生命的力量，生命的意志。
For when we can capture God's word and His promise, and that it enters into our spiritual life, becomes the power that moves us.
在整本圣经里面有许多神的应许。
For in the whole Bible, there are many God's promises.
在哥林多后书第二章提到神的应许，不论有多少，在基督里面都是是的，都是实在的。
For in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, it talks about no matter how many of God's promises are out there, they are all going to come true, and they are all things that we can depend on.
很多时候当我们读到圣经里面的应许，我们心里面会想，真的吗？是的吗？是可靠的吗？
For many times, when we read through the Bible and we see God's promises, we always think, is that true? Is that going to happen?
神告诉我们在圣经里面有许多许多的应许，在基督里面都是是的，是的。
Because God says there are many promises He made through the Bible, and through Christ, they will all come true.
让我们跟隔壁说，是的，是的，好不好？
So
神
say,
所有的应许都是是的，
so、say
都是对的，
your,
都是信实的。
So say to your neighbors, God's promises are all going to be true. They're all going to be there.
唯一我们需要真的能够听进去，能够领受，能够接受，能够相信。
But we have to be able to listen, be able to receive, and most of all, have faith.
面对这样一个经济环境的困难，让我们真的是抓住神的应许，在创世纪二十二章，神应许他是什么？耶和华以勒的神，你不要再害怕。
So, in this economic difficulty, may we hold on to God's promises. In Genesis chapter 2, it talks about, you know, God is Jehovah Elah, and we can always depend on Him.
或许你的身体有软弱。
Perhaps physically.
让我们抓住神的应许，在出埃及记十五章，耶和华是医治我们的神。Amen.
And hold on to God's promise in Exodus. It talks about God is a God that heals.
马太福音第六章，神应许我们先求神的国跟神的义，我们所需要的，神要加给我们。
And then in Matthew chapter 5 talks about we seek after God's kingdom and righteousness first, and He will add on to what He give us.
更荣耀的应许在约翰福音十四章，主亲自说，爱我遵守我诫命的，我要向他显现，而且要与他同住。 Amen.
And then in John chapter 14, God says, those who love me and follow me, obey me, I will show forth to them and I will be with them.
在圣经里面有许多许多的应许。
For in the Bible, there are many of God's promises.
你有没有注意？
Have you noticed?
你有没有领受？
Have you received?
你有没有相信？
Have you believed?
然后我们能够像这个瘸腿的人，我们真能够听进神的话，神的应许，能够抓住神的应许，让神的话彰显他的大能神迹在我们的生命里面。
So may we be like this crippled man, that we receive his word, we hold on to his promise, and that God's miracle can exemplify in our life.
要第二个重要的原因，
The second factor,
how 在第六节，
in
第三章
chapter
第六节，
in chapter 3 verse 6
就是彼得祷告的权柄。
It is the authority of Peter's prayer.
在第六节，彼得说：“金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你。我奉拉撒勒人耶稣的名，叫你起来行走。”
For in verse 6 it says, Peter said, "Gold or silver I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk."
对彼得来说，他没有金银财富，外面物质的东西。
Peter doesn't have any wealth, any material wealth.
但他说拥有的却是耶稣基督的名，耶稣基督的权柄，能够奉主的名传道、医病、赶鬼。
But what he has is by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he has the authority to preach and also to heal and also to cast out demons.
很可惜，今天我们在北美的信徒，我们金银财富、物质可能都样样都有。
Perhaps today in America, North America, among us believers, we have all of the silver or gold.
但是我们就是没有祷告的能力，祷告的权柄。
But what we don't have is the power or authority of prayer.
这两天在这个 飞机场南旧金山 Carrington Hotel 原住民弟兄召开了一个彼岸特会，就是都是从大陆来的传道人，或者说这些的基督徒的从业人员，还有在整个北美的这些的从中国来的传道人或者基督徒，他们聚集在那个地方有一个特会。
So, this weekend in,、yes. In South San Francisco, in the airport, in a hotel, there was a special convention. It's convention of between some of the Asia or China's.
Yeah, the pastors and the professional Christian came from China.
Okay, the pastors and also ministers came from China, and also there were pastor ministers from North America. 这个大会礼拜五晚上开始。So this convention started on Friday night.
我们湾区有大概十位的牧师，我们参与在当中，跟他们一起的祷告，一同的赞美，为整个大会各方面的情况来向神呼求，向神来祷告。
So from the Bay Area, there are about 10 pastors, and they all pray together and ask that God's power and God's grace be with the convention.
那整个的聚会有大概300多位的传道同工参与。
And the whole convention, there were about 300 or so, co-workers, ministers that came.
那么特别有一位从中国大陆来的这个演员的基督徒，我听他的见证很感动。
Especially there was a Christian that came from China. He is an actor. And his testimony was very moving.
他提到他说过去这50年在中国福音的门从来没有关过。
And what he said is, in the past 50 years in China, the door for the gospel was never closed.
因为有一位牧者在当中祷告说，神啊，求你打开中国传福音的门。这位基督徒回应说，对不起，中国福音的门从来没有被关过。Hallelujah.
Because what happened is during the convention, there was a minister, he prayed, and he asked God to open the door for gospel for China.
好像外面的这个宣教士进去的门好像是关的，但是神亲自的在中国自己来动工，带来极大的复兴。
But this Chinese Christian, he says, the door was never closed. God continues to move. And there was great revival.
的确在过去这几十年，中国大陆的弟兄姊妹真的好像彼得一样，金和银我都没有。
For in the past 10-20 years, the Christians in China, they are like Peter.
特别是中国的教会的复兴是在农村开始的，非常贫穷的农村。
Because the China revival, it starts usually in the farmlands, and there's a lot of poverty there.
过去这十年，我常常有机会去到中国的农村做培训，特别师母是最不敢跟我去，因为最基本的一个卫生条件，上厕所都困难，是一个土坑，怎么蹲在那边呢？下面都是虫。
And then, in the past 10 years or so, Pastor Wong has went back to China many times to the farms, but it's very hard for other people to go because they don't have basic facilities like restrooms and things like that.
真的是中国教育的复兴的开始，像彼得一样，金和银都没有，但是他们有祷告的权柄跟能力，神的奇事彰显在他们当中。Hallelujah!
For the revival of the Church of China, they're like Peter. They have neither silver or gold, but they have the authority of prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们相信祷告的权柄。
Brothers and sisters, let us believe the authority of prayer.
祷告的能力。
And the power that it has.
今天或许你活在绝望当中，痛苦当中，在这软弱到好像走不动，都不想来教会了，今天来是被人抬来的。
Perhaps today you're living in pain, you're living in despair, and you are like a cripple, and you require somebody to bring you to church.
巴不得你能够抓着祷告的权柄跟能力，主啊，让我起来行走。
But hold on, may you hold on to the power of prayer and ask God, Lord, let me rise up and walk.
奉你的名能够吃着一切的软弱，一切的痛苦，一切的困难。
And that in the name of Jesus Christ, we can overcome all weakness, all pain, all difficulty.
第三个因素在第七节。
So the third factor is in verse 7.
于是拉着他的右手扶他起来，他的脚和骨子骨立刻健壮了。
So taking him, the cripple, by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong.
我们特别注意，他的脚和脖子骨是什么时候有能力健壮起来的？
Let us pay attention. When did this cripple's feet and also ankles became strong?
是在什么时候？
When did it became strong?
是当彼得真的是凭着信心伸出手来把他扶起来的时候，神的能力就临到他。
It is when Peter with faith hold this cripple and help him up, God's power show forth.
很多时候我们也跟彼得一样，为一些有病的人祷告，但是很多时候我们真的是没有彼得的信心。彼得不是祷告完就走了，他祷告完，他真的是伸出他信心的手，把他扶起来，让他走。
For a lot of times we are like Peter, we pray for someone's health.But we walk right by. But Peter, with faith, he went down and he helped this cripple up.
弟兄姊妹，当我们为别人祷告的时候，我们是否有这样的信心？
When we pray for other people, brothers and sisters, do we have a faith like Peter has?
我们看到这样一个荣耀的美门的神迹，是因着彼得不但祷告，而且他信他所祷告的。
For this miracle happened at the gate of beautiful. It happened not just because Peter prayed, but becausehe really believed in what he prayed.
当彼得有信心的行动的时候，他都看到这个信心的果效。
For when Peter acts in faith, he saw the fruit in faith.
就好像以色列人他们抓着神的应许，当他们的脚踏在约旦河的时候，约旦河的河水才什么？才分开。
Similar to Israelites, when they had faith in God, they step into the river of Judah, that's when the waters receded.
让我们祷告，让我们有信心的行动。
So let us not just pray, but have the faith to act.
当我们有信心的行动的时候，我们就看到信心祷告的果效。
When we act in faith, we will see the results of our faithful prayer.
而且我们看到这个信心不单是在彼得的里面。
So we see this faith is not just within Peter.
这个瘫子有没有信心？
Does this cripple have faith?
他有没有听见神的话，神的应许？
Did he hear God's word, God's promise?
有啊。
Yes, he did.
假如他没有听进去的话，他一定说，彼得，你不要拉我了。不可能的。你不要来麻烦我了。我一40年就是这样不能走的了。
If he did not believe in Peter's words, he would just say, hey, don't pick me up, you know, I'm always going to be like this.
但是你发现他但他愿意的配合彼得的搀扶，他努力的站起来。
But he willingly cooperated with Peter when Peter picked them up, and he tried and he gave an effort to stand up.
当他相信，当他努力的时候，神的能力就浇灌在他的脚上，他的脖子骨上就健壮起来了。
So when this cripple gave an effort and he had faith.God's power into his feet and ankles and they became strong.
所以当我们能要领受神的能力的时候，不单是传道人弟兄姊妹为我祷告，我自己也要信心起来。
So not just when we have faith, we ask ministers, pastors to pray for us, but we have to stand up ourselves.
当这个瘸腿的人他听到神的话，抓住神的应许，他用信心来领受的时候，美门的神迹就产生在他身上。哈利路亚。
When this crippled man, he heard God's word, he held on to God's promise, this miracle at the gate of beautiful happened.
弟兄姊妹，你愿意今天经历在你生命中美门的神迹吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you want to experience the same miracle at the gate of beautiful in your life today?
真的求神赦免我们，我们信神的应许，信神的话，信得太迟钝。
So,We ask God's forgiveness because our faith in God's word and promise is often too slow.
求神今天向我们说话，我们能够抓住神的应许，神的话，主啊，来复兴我，来更新我，来医治我。
So may we listen to God's words today and hold on to His promise right away, and that God help us, heal us, and also revive us.
通过我们的祷告、相信，我们必要经历神的大能。
And that through our prayers, we believe we will experience God's power.
下面我们一同要思想，究竟我们需要在哪几方面起来行走。
But next, let's think about what areas do we need to rise up and walk.
第一方面就是我们刚才所读的诗篇二十三篇。
So the first is in Psalms chapter 23.
我们要从我们忧闷、忧郁、情绪的死因忧谷走出来，起来行走。
We have to walk out through the mood of sorrow, the mood of depression that we have.
的确，在这样一个的 depression， 这个经济萧条的大环境里面，在很多的困难、很多的问题当中，我们的心常常会挂虑、忧闷、忧愁。
Because even in the great economic crisis that we have, a lot of times it impacts us, and our hearts are filled with sorrow, filled with worries.
让我们靠着神的应许，靠着祷告的大能，我们要起来行走，走出我们这个忧郁的死因幽谷。Amen。
But let us, with God's promise, and then with the faith in our prayer, that we rise up and walk out of those worries that we have.
让我们能够面对我们心里面的忧闷，挑战他。你为何在我里面忧闷
？For in your heart, any worries, any sorrow that you have, may you challenge it and say, "Why are you in there?"
我们不要被我们的忧闷、我们的忧郁所压制，让我们来挑战我们心里面的忧闷。你为何在我里面忧闷？你为何在我里面烦躁
？Do not let your worries or our depression dominate us, but challenge them. Say, "Why are you in here? Why are you worried?"
让我们能够转眼来仰望神，神要笑脸帮助我们。Hallelujah!
And let us look upon God instead of our worries, for God with a smile will help us.
不要看我们里面的烦躁忧闷，要我们来仰望看神的笑脸，看神的帮助。
Let us not look at all the things around that will worry us, but look at God.
我们要凭信心走出我们心灵幽暗的一个幽谷。
So with faith, may we walk out this valley that.Of depression that we have.
不要一直好像就躺在那边唉声叹气，哎呀，我很难过啊，我很忧郁啊，啊，我很伤心啊，我很挂虑。我要走出来 ，Amen.
Do not just lay there and say, "I am so sorrow. I have all of these worries." But let us rise up and get out of that.
可能你已经躺了好几年了，够了，不要再躺了。
Maybe emotionally you've been laying there for many years.
你已经自怜的够了，不需要再自怜。神要仰脸笑脸来帮助你 ，Hallelujah！
So，
神要笑脸来帮助你。
So God with a smile, He's going to help us.
第二个我们需要走出来的。
And the second thing that we got to walk out of，
就是主命令拉撒路从坟墓、从死亡捆绑当中走出来。
So the Lord Jesus proclaimed to Lazarus, say。Come out from death.
出来
Come out.
走出来
Come out.
你可能觉得死人会听见吗
Maybe you're thinking, does a dead man can hear?
今天神的话要对你的灵人说话
So today, God is talking to our spiritual man.
让我们才从一切的罪恶的捆绑、罪恶的习惯走出来
From all the sins, all the bondage that we have, may we walk out.
不要再像拉撒路在坟墓里面躺在那边被许多的麻布、细麻布捆绑住，动都不能动。
Let us not be like Lazarus, where he's laying in the tomb and he is wrapped up by linen and cloth and he cannot move.
弟兄姊妹，让我们想想究竟今天有什么罪恶的捆绑着你。
So brothers and sisters, think about today, what kind of sins are keeping you in bondage.
因着这些捆绑，你没有办法自由的来侍奉神，自由的生活。
And because of these sin shackles, you cannot live a free life.
让我们想想看，是否是害怕的捆绑
？Is it a fear that is gripping you?
会不会是缺乏安全感、贪财的捆绑
？Is it a lack of security? Is it greed that's holding you?
会不会是忧虑的捆绑
？Is it worry?Quarrels that are holding you.
会不会是情欲的败坏的捆绑
？Is it the physical desires or sexual immorality that is holding you?
会不会是酗酒甚至吸毒抽烟的捆绑
？Is it addictions like to smokes to alcohol that's holding you?
会不会是这个网络的捆绑
？Is it the internet?
有些一天需要花两个小时、三个小时就在那边 surfing the net， 不晓得在那边做什么。
So some people, they have this addiction. Every day they need to spend 2-3 hours to surf the net.
会不会是仇恨的捆绑
Is it hatred that is gripping you.
不能饶恕的捆绑。
The fact that you cannot forgive someone.
自负骄傲的捆绑。
Or is it the fact that you are proud, that you are conceited?
让我们真的是被神的话来光照。主啊，求你能够帮助我脱离我各样的捆绑，各样的软弱。
May we be enlightened by God's word and ask God, help us, Lord, to break free of all the bondage that we have.
让我们今天早上能够听到主对你说话，出来。
So may we hear what God's telling us today.
Lazarus, 出来。
Lazarus, come out.
起来行走。
To walk up, stand up and walk.
能够摆脱一切罪恶的捆绑。
And to be free of all the sins.
我们才能够真正得到个人灵命的复兴，教会的复兴。Hallelujah.
And it's only that way that we can have revived personally and also help the church.
让我们丰盛圣徒之家每一个弟兄姊妹是有任何的捆绑的。Amen.
May Harvest Holy Ground none of our brothers and sisters have any bondage.
因为我们的教会叫做什么？圣徒之家。Amen.
Because,
我们每一个都是圣徒，没有在罪恶捆绑软弱当中的。
Because in Harvest Holy Ground, all of us are saints, and we are not bonded by sin.
第三方面的出来。
So the third thing that we need to rise out of,
就是28章，耶稣亲自说，你们要去，你们要出去，你们要出去，你们要出来行走。
So in Matthew chapter 28, Jesus said, go and make.
我们需要把这个福音带到众人当中，直到地极。
Because we need to bring the gospel to all of the earth until eternity.
但是很可惜，今天我们大部分基督徒都是做礼拜的基督徒，坐在那边不动的。
But most of us Christians today, we are just Sunday Christians. We're just sitting here.
但耶稣要我们去，要我们起来行走，走到这些世上的人群当中，如同当年耶稣走遍了。加利利各城各乡。
But God or Jesus want us to go, to rise up and go to all different places just like he went to Galilee and all of the towns in Israel.
为什么今天大部分教会大部分的基督徒都不会去传福音？
How come most of the churches, most of the Christians today does not go and spread the good news?
我们真的像这个属灵的瘫子。
Because we are a spiritual cripple.
好像我们就是坐在那边，就是要牧师传道人去喂养他，来 babysit 他。我们都是好像属灵的婴孩，属灵的坛子。
Because we are like, you know, we're just sitting there, we're expecting the minister, the pastor to just feed us. We are like spiritual babies, spiritual cripples.
好像我们没有能力去，我们也不想去。
Not only do we feel like we don't have the power, but we don't want to go.
为什么？
How come?
因为我们爱世界不爱神。
Because we love this world more than we love God.
我们爱自己不爱主。
We love ourselves and we don't love Jesus.
我们爱自己的事业家庭，却不爱周围世上的灵魂。
For we love our careers, our families, but not the lost souls around us.
为什么我们不爱主？
Why is it that we don't love the Lord?
因为我们真的没有深深体会耶稣基督长阔高深的爱。
Because we didn't fully experience how wide and how deep the love of Christ is.
我最近读了一个小故事跟见证，很感动。
So recently, Pastor Wong read this small testimony and story. It was very moving.
讲到一个女生，她从小是瞎眼的。
Talks about a lady that she's been blind since she was small.
她没有什么朋友，也没有什么人关心她，帮助她。
So she doesn't really have any friends or anybody that cares for her.
唯一只有一个男朋友非常的爱她，帮助她。
But she does have one boyfriend that loves her dearly and help her.
有一天她就跟她的男朋友说，假如有一天我能够看见，我就会嫁给你。
So what this lady said is, if one day I can see, I will marry you to her boyfriend.
这很奇妙。
But it's miracle.
真的经过一次的眼睛的手术，有人愿意奉献他一双的眼睛，结果他看见了。
And through a surgery where somebody else donated the eyes to her, and she was able to see.
但是很可惜，当他能看见，看到他这个男朋友之后，他却不愿意嫁给他，离开他了。
But with such a pity, after she was able to see, she doesn't want to get married to her boyfriend, and she left her.
这位能看见的女士，有一天就收到她男朋友的一封信。
And now this lady can see, and one day she received a letter from her former boyfriend.
她说：“我很高兴你能够看见。”
And the boyfriend in the letter said, "I'm very glad you can see."
希望你好好珍惜这双的眼睛，这双眼睛曾经在我身上，现在却在你的身上。
And what he said is, "May you treasure these eyes that you have now, because they were once on my body, but now it's yours."
原来这双眼睛是她的男朋友捐给她的。
And the pair of eyes was donated by her boyfriend.
因为她看见之后，发现她男朋友是个瞎子，她不要他。
And what happened is, after she was able to see, she noticed that her boyfriend is a blind person.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣为我们的生命倾倒。
So brothers and sisters, the Lord poured out His life for us.
我们的眼睛是主的。
And our eyes belongs to the Lord.
我们的整个的生命，我们的身体都是主用他的宝血重价，用他的生命把我们买赎过来的。所以保罗说，我们不是自己的人。
For our life, our body was bought by a heavy price by the Lord. For Paul says, we are not ourselves.
我们整个的全人没有一部分是属于我们的，乃是属于我们的主的。
We do not belong to us, but to the Lord.
我们的眼睛属于他的，应该为主来使用。
For our eyes belong to him, may it be used by him.
我们的脚、我们的手、我们的身体，全人都是耶稣基督用宝血重价所买赎的。
And our feet, our hands, our entire body was bought by Christ.
所以圣经说，无论是生是死，我总是主的人。
So the Bible says, whether in life or in death, I belong to Christ.
彼得曾经跟主说，主啊，就算我与你一同死，我也愿意。
For Peter once said, Lord, even if I die with you, I'm willing.
在生活的平安无事的时候，彼得的整个的生命，他愿意为主摆上。
And you know, he said that was when life was good, when life was comfortable, and he was willing.
他生是主的，但是很可惜，当他面对死的时候，他就说：“主啊，我不认识你。”
But when he himself faced his own danger, he said, "Lord, I do not know you."
巴不得我们真的能够，无论是生是死，都像保罗所说，我们都是主的人。
And may we, whether in life or death, like what Paul said, we belong to Christ.
很可惜，我们比彼得还要差一步。我们生的时候不是主的人，死。更不是主的人。
And we're not even like Peter because in you know when we're living we don't belong to him.
最少彼得生活的好好的时候，没有面对死亡的时候，他还说：“主啊，我愿意与你同死。”
Because even when Peter was living and he was having a good time, he said, "Lord, I'm willing to die with you."
真的，今天我们不爱主。
But really, brothers and sisters, is a lot of times we don't love God.
我们生不是主的人。
When we are living, we don't belong to him.
死更不是主的人。
And when we die, we don't belong to him.
但巴不得让我们真的明白主长阔高深的爱。
But may we truly understand how deep and great God's love is.
我们能够跟保罗说同样的话，主啊，无论是生是死，我总是你的人。Hallelujah.
And that we can say the same thing as Apostle Paul, Lord, whether in life or in death, we belong to you.
因为我的生命，我的动作存留。每一口气息都是神给我的。
And then may we, you know, act whatever we say, every breath we take, it is what God gave us.
若人在基督里，他就是新造的人。我们整个新造的人是从主而来的。
And then if somebody is in Christ, he or she is like a new person.
我们本来就像这个美门的摊子一样，我们在各样的绝望、痛苦、捆绑里面，完全没有希望。
And originally, we are like this cripple at the gate of beautiful. We had no hope.
但今天主耶稣用他的宝血重价把我们买赎，把我们医治，把永生，把生命，把儿女父神儿女的权柄赐给我们。
But today, with a heavy price, the Lord bought us, gave us life, and gave us authority as His children.
那么大的改变
，such a big change.
我们就像这个瘸腿的人。能够起来 走着跳着来赞美神，我们怎么可以不爱神？哈利路亚。
So we can be like this cripple that rise up, that can jump and praise God.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Let us pray.
让神的话，神的灵继续的运行在我们心中。让我们真的从我们情绪又闷又郁的死因又故，我们愿意走出来。
May God's word be with us and that we can walk out of the sorrow, the worries, and the depressions that we have.
我们不再自怜，我们不再唉声叹气。
And we no longer have self-pity.
因为神他笑脸要今天来帮助你。
Because with a smile, God wants to help us today.
让我们在反省我们生命中有没有任何的捆绑。
And think back, do you have any bondage today?
我们贪爱世界的捆绑。
Do you have the bondage of loving this world?
哦，不同罪恶软弱的捆绑。
And different kind of sins and weaknesses bondage.
哦，主啊，释放我。
Lord, release us.
然后能够出来行走为你的福音，为你的国度来行走。哈利路亚。
So that we can go and preach your good news and rise up for your kingdom.
哦，让我们真的能够去走出我们的安乐窝，我们去到需要福音的人群当中。
That we can rise up and walk out of our comfort zone and to help the lost souls.
主啊，用我们。
Lord, use us.
因为我们一切所有的都是你的。
Because what we have belongs to you.
主啊，让我们一生能够为你所用，为主而活。
And that our entire life, Lord, we may be used by you and we live for you.
听我们同心的祷告。
Listen to our prayers in unity, Lord.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们一同起立，我们唱这首回应的诗歌。